The Sitka Water Department was still working on the repair Monday morning in a hole next to Swan Lake, roughly 10 feet deep. Two pumps are running full on. One is keeping the hole drained while crews install a new valve. The other is diverting Wrinkle Neck Creek, which flows in a culvert that is now exposed by the hole. It's a noisy, muddy mess, but Williams says things are finally under control.
Just started on Saturday night at 10:45. I got the call. And then we tried to start digging. We isolated this line. We started digging, but we realized that the ground was frozen way too solid and we didn't have the proper equipment. So about 2:30 in the morning, we bagged it and decided to come back here on Sunday and get a breaker out here and some bigger equipment. As we started digging, we encountered the Wrinkle Neck Creek and lake water. And so we spent the most of Sunday just trying to control the water so we could get down to the pipe. Once we got down to the pipe, we realized it was the hydrant leg, and there was a, it was a totally, broken pipe, little shift in it, about 3 or 4 inch gap between the pipe. So yesterday we were able to put a valve on it and get the water turned back on. And now today we're putting the hydrant leg on and we'll put a new hydrant in and rocking and rolling from there.
Although the break was confined to Lake Street and only that neighborhood lost service, water customers all over Sitka noticed a pressure drop. Williams says it's to be expected.
So when the break first, let loose, it causes a whole system kind of shake up. And so people at the higher elevations, like on Lance Drive, they will lose pressure. And so that would have been just like a quick loss of pressure there. The residents here on Lake Street from DeGraw down to Kincaid were without water from, early Saturday, about midnight on Saturday until last night at about 6 o'clock, we got the water turned back on. So luckily we were able to isolate it to just a few residents and businesses.
Hundreds of ice skaters enjoyed Swan Lake while crews worked on the line Sunday. Williams says the cold weather isn't to blame for the break, the third in the past week in Sitka. Rather, Williams says the cast iron water main under Lake Street was installed in the 1960s and is nearing the end of its service life. She says the soil in that area is settling and the city will have to consider a major replacement soon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.